Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 90 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Brady Industries still lacks the private funding needed to finance construction.
Kentucky leaders have decided not to place a ban on tattooing over scar tissue.
The Boyd County Fiscal Court is considering a new concept to sell naming rights.
Kentucky health officials are warning people to watch out for bats due to rabies.
In sports, ESPN Plus will broadcast more Moorhead State sports this year.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms overnight with a low of 73 degrees, chance of rain is 30%. Wednesday, thunderstorms likely with a high around 80 degrees, chance of rain is 80%, locally heavy rainfall is possible. Wednesday night, thunderstorms in the evening will give way to mostly cloudy skies overnight, with a low around 71 and a chance of rain at 80%.
Brady Industries, the startup company planning to build a $1.7 billion aluminum mill in Ashland, Kentucky, still lacks about $300 million in private investment needed to finance construction of the plant, according to a regulatory filing on Monday. Additionally, WDRB reports that at least half of the planned $200 million investment in the mill by a Russian aluminum company, contingent on Brady, raising the $300 million from other investors and securing construction financing. Governor Matt Bevin and other elected officials have touted the Brady Industries project and its expected 600 high-paying jobs as transformational for a struggling region of Kentucky. Bevin's administration invested $15 million of state money into Brady Industries in 2017, making taxpayers the company's biggest investor in its initial funding round. The company has since raised an additional $75 million from private sources, according to its filings. Brady has also been selling shares to the general public for as little as $108 through an online crowdfunding portal, raising $13.4 million in shares as of Tuesday. Brady said Monday that it plans to close the crowdfunding offering on July 22nd.
Andy Beshear's campaign released the gubernatorial candidate's policy priorities for expanding health care and options for Kentucky veterans on Friday. Beshear and his running mate Jacqueline Coleman unveiled policies that focus on mental health for veterans, especially those in rural areas where services are sparse. The Democratic candidate is already running on a platform of comprehensive health care reform for all, but Beshear says he wants to do even more for veterans.
We released a plan in March that shows how we're going to cover everyone and bring everyone's costs down. But this plan is about giving extra options and flexibility to our veterans.
The plan also stresses flexibility for veterans who live far away from services and with substance use disorders.
Kentucky state leaders say they will no longer look to prohibit tattooing over scarred skin after receiving public feedback from its proposed regulations. The Cabinet for Health and Family Services announced its intent was to prohibit tattooing freshly scarred skin, but the state now believes there is a lack of evidence to support the ban. According to WKYT, new regulations will require artists to complete a bloodborne pathogen training program, and it also outlines an updated disinfectant and equipment sterilization process. Minors will now need their parents to have a notarized statement of consent for them to get a tattoo, and there will be increased fees to offset inspection costs during tattoo studio registration.
A Franklin County judge has ruled that the state's protocol for carrying out the death penalty is unconstitutional. The ruling by Judge Philip Shepard comes in response to a case filed by a group of death row inmates who argued that Corrections Department regulations don't protect people with intellectual disabilities. Republican State Representative Chad McCoy of Bardstown says Kentuckians should be aware that legal fees and other costs involved in death row cases are draining state funds.
Right now, with the death penalty in Kentucky since 1978, I think we've had 33 people sentenced to death, but we've only actually executed three. And of those three, one of them voluntarily said, I'm not going to do any appeals, go ahead and do it. And the other two actually went through the system. We waste just a ton of money on the appeals that last literally for years and years and years and years.
The state spends an estimated $10 million per year on death penalty court proceedings, according to the Kentucky Department of Public Advocacy.
Kentucky State Police is asking for support in the 2019 Best Looking Cruiser Contest. WKYT reports there are 47 states participating in the contest, sponsored by the American Association of State Troopers. This year's cruiser submission for KSP is posed in front of the Churchill Downs. It can be seen on the contest website. Voting lasts until July 30th at 3 p.m. To see all cruisers competing in the contest, visit surveymonkey.com/best-looking-cruiser-contest.
The Boyd County Fiscal Court is considering a new concept to sell naming rights to local amenities. WMKY's Lucia Henneberg reports.
Local businesses may soon be able to purchase the naming rights to the community center, shelters in Armco Park, basketball courts, baseball fields, and more in Boyd County. Judge Executive Eric Cheney tells the Daily Independent the concept would generate revenue that could be reinvested in the county. For the baseball fields, Cheney hopes to make repairs so the sporting league budgets can be used for the benefit of the league participants. The court is currently developing a price sheet. Cheney says the proposal has been met with support and excitement. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
The Appalachian Shakespeare Center is bringing a new adaptation of the classic play, Much Ado About Nothing, to Eastern Kentucky. The group will be performing a version of the play set in World War II in Richmond at EKU. The free production will run through the end of July. Cast member Matt Johnson tells WKYT the adaptation is a way to apply the creativity and flexibility of the theater to real life.
Anytime you do theater, you work together to create a story and tell a story and share it with the audience and choose to pretend and choose to believe in that pretend thing and make it real, which is basically what we do in society every day.
The group also visits schools in the region to encourage participation in the arts and teach kids about Shakespeare through performances and visual art.
The USA Drone Port in Perry County is hoping to be the hub of drone activity in the United States. To help with that, officials recently traveled to Europe. The port's executive director, Bart Massey, tells WYMT he expects the port to grow through key partnerships.
We hope to be expanding over the next year and a half, and you'll see a large building in this area and hopefully see a whole lot of activity. We're working on arrangements now, but we're hopeful that we're going to be working with them here soon.
With planned renovations, such as expanding the landing strip, the place is growing. Additionally, it is within an eight-hour drive of about 80% of the nation's population. To learn more, visit usadroneport.com.
Kentucky health officials are warning people to watch out for bats and other wildlife because they could have rabies. According to WKYT, bats are a main carrier of the disease. They most often come out at dusk and dawn to eat. Luke Mathis is the environmental health supervisor at the Lexington-Fayette County Health Department. He says to check places like an attic for entry points for a bat.
If you go to your attic and you turn off the lights, if you see daylight anywhere, that means that there's an opening.
A person can contract rabies from a bite, saliva, or a scratch. Health officials said it's important to take all exposure seriously because rabies can be fatal. If bats are found in rooms where people sleep, where young children are, or where an intoxicated person is, individuals should be tested for rabies.
A Floyd County man is recovering after he found a tick in his eye. When Chris Prater was leaving a job site in Johnson County, where his crew cut a tree from some power lines, he felt some discomfort. WYMT reports after flushing out his eye multiple times, the spot did not move. Prater then decided to visit his local optometrist, where he discovered the spot was a small tick. The doctor numbed Prater's eye and was able to remove the tick using tweezers. Prater was sent home with antibiotics and steroid drops for his eye.
Cases of hepatitis A in Kentucky are decreasing, but state health officials say the virus is still prevalent and recommend people continue to get vaccinated. The hepatitis A outbreak in Kentucky was identified by the Kentucky Department for Public Health in November of 2017. WKYT reports since then there have been more than 4,000 cases, with nearly half of them requiring hospitalization. Officials say, however, the numbers are steadily decreasing. As of now, 58 people in the Commonwealth have died from Hep A complications. The Department of Public Health has sent out a team of nurses to administer Hep A vaccines at different sites across the state. On Friday, they distributed the vaccine to inmates at the Fayette County Jail. The Lexington-Fayette County Health Department offers the vaccine every day. Staff members say all residents need to do is call and schedule an appointment.
One man is dead and a woman is seriously injured after a motorcycle crash in Montgomery County this morning. According to WKYT, someone living nearby was the first to report the crash around 5:30 a.m. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said a man and woman were on the motorcycle when it went off the road. The coroner identified the man who died as 45-year-old Bobby Tabor. The woman was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation.
Taking a look at sports, ESPN Plus will broadcast more Morehead State sports this year. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
For the second consecutive season, all home Morehead State football games will be carried live on ESPN Plus. This year, volleyball and soccer fans will also be able to watch Eagle home events on the Worldwide Leaders streaming service. 29 fall events are scheduled to be broadcast live on ESPN Plus in conjunction with the Ohio Valley Conference's partnership. 6 football games, 15 volleyball matches, and 8 soccer matches are set to be carried live, with unique links to all events being available on the schedule pages. Fans can sign up for the ESPN Plus package, which includes all of the MSU events plus access to other sporting events and programming. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Morehead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell from record highs after President Trump cast doubt on the trade progress between China and the U.S., with the Dow Industrials slipping 23.53 points, or 0.1%, to close at 27,335.63. This did end a four-day winning streak. The S&P 500 was down 0.3% at 3,004.04, snapping a five-day winning streak. And the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4% at 8,222.80. And, of course, the averages had notched all-time closing highs in the previous session. Trump said the two countries have that China and the U.S. have, quote, a long way to go on trade, adding that the U.S. can slap tariffs on an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese goods if we want. And, of course, Trump's comments come after China and the U.S. agreed not to ratchet up trade tensions in an effort to restart negotiations. China and the U.S. have slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of each other's imports since last year, and this ongoing trade war has sparked fear of slower economic growth around the world. In earnings news, Goldman Sachs reported better-than-expected results. Driven by the company's investment banking and trading divisions, Goldman shares rose 1.9%, and J.P. Morgan's results also topped estimates, and the stock was up 1.1%. Johnson & Johnson was down 1.6%, this despite reporting a 42% profit surge in the previous quarter. And so far, only 5% of S&P 500 companies have reported calendar second-quarter earnings, and of these, more than 85% have posted better-than-expected earnings per share. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2.6%, finishing at $58.05 a barrel. Gold was down 0.5% at $1,405.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a pretty fair day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, markets were mixed, with the Nikkei down 0.7%, and the Hang Seng was up 0.25%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 4 cents at $27.85, Kroger down 12 cents at $21.96, CSX up $1.05 at $79.55, Anthem was down $1.55 at $305.30, and PPL Energy was down 16 cents, finishing at $30.35. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.